Let's talk about Jose, J-O-S-E, Ceja, C-E-J-A, date of birth 5/22/1962. Patient was seen on 9/17/2025. Our patient is a 63-year-old gentleman, lives with a caretaker. Patient has had a history of dementia for some time. In the past 2 months, patient has taken a turn for worse. He has quit eating. He now eats only 20% of his meals. Has sundowner syndrome, totally, completely bowel and bladder incontinent, staying in bed 8 to 12 hours a day, severe weakness. Patient speaks Spanish. Today's interview was done both in Spanish and in English to make sure that the language barrier was not causing any issues or problems regarding his diagnosis of senile degeneration of the brain, period. He also has a history of diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension. Blood sugars have been up and down since he's not eating very much, period. He was found to be very weak, thin, speaks in a whisper, in bed, turned to his side, minimal response except for gibberish answers. He's totally ADL dependent, no longer able to get to the table to eat. He needs to be fed in bed, hence the reason for the weight loss, period. He, of course, is bowel and bladder incontinent and total ADL, as was mentioned. Immunization up to date as per last year. Social, apparently he was never a smoker or a heavy drinker. He was diagnosed with dementia about a year or two ago and has taken a turn for worse. He's widowed. He used to work construction, has one daughter that he doesn't see very much, period. His medication list today includes his medication list includes lisinopril, lisinopril 20 milligram once a day, glipizide 10 milligram once a day, that needs to be adjusted, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime, simvastatin 40 milligram a day, melatonin 3 milligram or 2 at bedtime, lorazepam 0.5 milligram every 8 hours as needed for anxiety, Aricept, 5 milligram once a day, metformin, 750 once a day, Januvia, 25 milligram a day, Motrin, 600 PRN, and muscle relaxer, 10 milligram on a PRN basis, period. Patient's blood pressure was 110 over 60 today, pulse is 90, respiration is 22, O2 sat is 92, and 92%. Heart positive, swarm positive, restu, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa without an lesion but dry, skin shows decreased turgor, severe muscle wasting noted about the lower extremity, upper extremity, as well as scaphoid, abdomen, and a temporal wasting. Assessment, here we have a 63-year-old gentleman with history, a long-standing history of senile degeneration of the brain with worsening condition, period. The worsening condition is signified by the weight loss. He's lost about 10 pounds in the past month, not eating 10 to 20% of his meals, high risk of fall to the point that he's no longer able to ambulate. He's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. He has severe increased agitation, especially in the evening. Needs a revamping of his medications for agitation. Also is sleeping more and much more withdrawn. He has most likely a KPS of 40%, very close to 30%, and his FASD score has dropped to 7, D as in E as in elephant, with loss of ability to smile or speak any intelligible words, and no longer oriented to person, place, or time. Patient was assessed for FASD score, and I'm sorry, let's put 7C as in Charlie. 7C, since his bowel and bladder incontinent, lost his ability to walk and does not speak any clear words. C as in Charlie. Okay. Overall prognosis poor. Family and the caretaker, Rayetta, that's R-A-Y-E-T-T-A, would like for patient to stay at home till he passes away. And that's why, and that's the reason for hospice and palliative care. And that's why they have asked hospice and palliative care to get involved in his care. Patient's blood pressure is stable. I think his medication can be adjusted regarding his blood pressure medication and his diabetes medication. We'll have the caretaker do finger-stick blood sugars on a regular basis and decide on the best course of action via medical director involvement. Thank you. This HMP will be shared with the medical director as well. Thank you.